This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A pharmacy official says despite some challenges so far this fall, most Coloradans looking to get a coronavirus vaccine have been able to. Here's health reporter John Daly.
A key national vaccine panel usually publishes recommendations guiding CDC policy on availability of federally funded vaccines and insurance coverage, but it has not issued updated guidance this year. So last week, Colorado's chief medical officer issued an order to let pharmacists provide COVID vaccines without people needing a prescription. Emily Zadverny is CEO of the Colorado Pharmacists Society.
I think the bottom line is currently, I think most people that want to get a COVID vaccine can probably get a COVID vaccine one place or another.
She advised those with questions to talk to a trusted medical provider. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A commission studying the historic and present-day impacts of systemic racism in Colorado invited the public to inform its work this past weekend. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
A Saturday gathering at History Colorado gave people a chance to hear what the commission has done so far and share their input on its work going forward. State lawmakers have asked History Colorado to study how racism has influenced things like housing, economic mobility, education, and the criminal justice system. The goal of the Black Coloradan Racial Equity Study is to try to put an economic figure on the harm racism has done to the state's Black residents. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
You can find more news at cpr.org or krcc.org. This mid-September work week starts out with lots of sun across most of the state today and pretty warm, high temperatures near 80 or a bit above along most of the Front Range. We do begin to cool down a bit tomorrow.